God!
I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys at using a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Goodall, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
I woke up early with a pounding in my head. I'd been out the night before with all my friends. A little worried, kind of wondering what I did. I said, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. My wife wanted to kill me, but she tried to save me first. You're going if I have to drag your butt to church. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I read the hymns and kind of sort of sang along. Made it through the Sunday sermon wide awake. We met the family for dinner at our home. Drank some beer, watched the game, and cooked some steaks. My little brother had a big fight with his wife. Poor mother sat between them both all night. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. A prayer for Cousin Michael in Iraq. We're all aware that he may never make it back. We talked about the way we missed his stupid jokes and how he loved to be a soldier more than most. I laid in bed that night and thought about the day and how my life was like a roller coaster ride. Ups and downs and crazy turns along the way. It'll throw you off if you don't hold on tight. You can't really smile until you shed some tears. I could die today or I might live on for years. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. All right. It's a beautiful
What's up, everybody? Colin Country, WJRH, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania. We're going to get another one going. Ronnie Atkins had the most played song of the 2000s, Watching You. He hasn't had an album out in 7 years, but he has a new one coming out soon, and this is the first single off of that. See if it gets to be as played as his other one, Watching You. It was the most played song of the decade. Here's his first new cut of new music in 7 years.
Square bills, flat beds, clothesline sunsets, sky blue, barn red. Wind chimes, front porch, good dogs, wood floors, work boots, open doors, and miles of John Deere green. Freedom far as I can see. Road to run and room to breathe. That's who I am and I'll always be. Caught up in the country, the only way I wanna be. Somewhere where the road ends, out there where the creek bends, that's where you can find me. With them fields of gold and cotton rolls that never end. Slow, easy road, man, that's life. Caught up in the country. Just look at them stars. Must be a billion of them. Just doing their thing. Right where God put them. If this ain't heaven, it's halfway there. You can feel it in the air. Caught up in the country. The only way. Them fields of gold and cotton rolls that never end in sky. And take it slow, easy road, man, that's life. Caught up in the country. I was born and been caught up in the country. If I had it my way, I'll stay. Caught up in it, caught up in it. Somewhere where the road ends, out there where the creek bends, that's where you can find. Fields of gold and cotton rows, a never ending sky. That take it slow, easy road, man, that's life. Miles and miles of John Deere green. Freedom far as I can see. The road to run and room to breathe. It's who I am and I'll always be. Up in the country.
Alrighty, we're back here for good now, and well, until the next song's played a little bit, but we'll have Will coming back here. First show in almost a month, Will will be back. I don't think he was on the last show actually at all, so he's been off there for a little while, but he'll be returning to talk about whatever. We'll find out what he wants to talk about. Hannah will be back with whatever song she's picked to put on the airwaves here. We got some administration stuff to talk about, some Mike Pompeo stuff, some North Korea, kind of intertwined there. We have a new article about the head transplant. We have a location change. Originally, it was going to be in Britain. There's been new development. It is no longer going to be in Britain. It's going to be somewhere else. And the two doctors who are going to perform it, the two chief doctors, are saying that the surgery is imminent. But who knows what that means, but that's what they're saying, and they now have a new country that is very excited to have it. There are a lot of problems with Britain. Britain ended up saying they're not going to host it because of the ethical concerns. I don't really. So the new country's going to do it, and they're more than happy to do it, and that will be revealed in a little bit. Probably break down the football schedule for 2018. 2019 came out yesterday. So we'll probably break down some Giants and Jets schedule with Will for a little bit. I mean, no, it's kind of boring in April, but we'll do that because he likes football. It was accepted. It was some sort of day here. There were 1,300 visiting people at Lafayette today for, I think, juniors. It was junior visiting day, so junior high school people were here. They're probably still here, a lot of them. So, of course, a decent amount are probably tuning into the show. So hopefully they're entertained. The odds that any of them come are extremely slim after hearing the show. All right, joining us now, right on time, is Will Gathis. Will, I'm on, so I'm going to put you right on. Let's slide him on here if I remember how to do this. He should be on. Will, are you there? Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ben. I'm
hold on. Turn my, turn the mic on. Hold on. Will, the thing isn't working. Oh, wait. I got you now. Don't worry. Talk again.
Amateur radio, my
friend. Oh, yeah. Well, you're the first call in a while, so I think you were coming through the whole time. The problem was my head thing wasn't turned up. So, but we hear you now.
Good, good. Loud and clear?
As clear as it's going to be, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took a break from the radio scene. I had a lot of in-person signings to deal with. You know how it gets when you're a local celebrity. So I'm sorry I haven't been able to come on the last few weeks, but I'm happy to be here now.
You're a local celebrity?
Yeah, I mean, as the number two on this show, and frankly, the one that people are usually listening to hear from.
I have a funny story for you, actually, about being a celebrity. So we went to Florida for baseball, for club baseball, mm-hmm. and we finished up a game, and we were going to Buffalo Wild Wings, so I still had, my uniform on, and we're getting out of the car, we're walking into Buffalo Wild Wings, and this, five-year-old kid stops me, and he points at me, he goes, you're a baseball player. I was like, yeah. And then he goes, can I have your autograph? That's what I'm saying. And then he also said, no, he didn't. Then he also said, I love your radio show.
Oh, no way.
No, he didn't actually say that, but he probably forgot to say it, but I know he was thinking it. That's how he recognized me.
Well, no, he recognizes Ben the baseball player. He doesn't recognize Ben Janicek being the radio host.
Well, he probably knows about me as a radio host as well. So I ended up signing a little box of cereal for him. He had a little box of cereal, so I signed it for him.
Yeah, does he have that special box of Wheaties that you appear on?
Yeah, I told him, look out for it. Well, he doesn't have it yet, but I told him it's coming soon. So I signed my first autograph as a celebrity this year, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Have you signed one yet?
No, of course not.
See, that's what happens. Nobody wants an autograph from the number two. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, you should tell that to Scottie Pippen. He knows the feeling.
We're not talking about Scottie Pippen. So, anyway, glad to have you back on the show. It's been a while. Not many shows left, so glad you could make it for this one.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wanted to change the format of tonight and ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I'll let you ask it. I'm not going to guarantee that I'll answer it, but you can go ahead and ask.
So given that, it's one of the last few episodes of the show, and your and my ultimate inspiration for radio has always been the one and only Mike Francesa.
Yeah, right.
How do you feel you've done in comparison to the great man himself?
That's a good question. Well, we didn't get the simulcast. We never got on TV, so that's a little unfortunate. We came up short there.
You don't want the fans to see you sleeping on the job.
That's true. See, that's the other thing is, the camera sees you fall asleep, which I've done several times when you've called in, as of many of the listeners. And
yeah, I take over. I understand.
Yeah. And the best parts are when they think that they have a graphic up on the screen, so he doesn't think he's on TV, but then he realizes he's on TV and he's eating his giant bowl of ice cream, so then he slyly moves up a piece of paper to cover up that he's eating ice cream.
That's hilarious. I've never seen that.
I'll send that to you. That's pretty funny. Yeah. You can tell he realizes, oh crap, I'm on TV right now and everyone's watching me eat a bowl of ice cream, so he tries to hide it.
Yeah, I mean, has anyone called in to talk baseball and mentioned Al Albuquerque or anything like that?
No, see, but
anything
I would know. I would know who that is. So I think in that regard, I had a little more depth of knowledge, perhaps. So I got on a show. So I will say that's my radio career began at Del Barton, calling him and calling him, doing a prank call. It's pretty funny. It was on YouTube for a while, and then I got taken
really?
Off. Yeah, it was when I called in. Told him that Stephon Marbury should be the new coach of the Knicks.
Oh, right.
He didn't think that was a very good idea.
Yeah.
But they put it on you. Back in the day when that guy was curating all the audio clips and putting them on YouTube, mine was on there. I was the Mongo of the day. But then the radio station threw a fit, and because he was unauthorized to take the audio from him, So then they confiscated all his videos, so they're all gone now.
That's a shame.
That's a pretty much a shame, yeah. So, anyway.
Is there still Francesicon this year?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if they're doing it now that he's gone. I haven't heard anything about it. I don't believe there is, but I don't know. There's,
you know, the Fan is just isn't the same without him.
Michael Kay beat the Fan in the ratings for the first time in his life. For the first ratings book that Francesa wasn't on the air. He beat Michael Kay won. It's unfortunate.
I mean, you're a former economics man. How come they don't just give a blank check to Mike Francesa? They say, you come back, you make your own rules. I mean, he essentially was in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, you pick your pay. And, you know, the Fan, I mean, do they not care about being the best? Because, you know, you can't get rid of the best radio host and expect to still be the best.
You got to think. But that's exactly right. I mean, it seems like they kind of disregarded their top talent there. But I have to say, if we ever had a ratings book, I bet I would beat Michael Kay for the number one spot. You got to think. So isn't it kind of remarkable? Yeah. I've outlasted Mike Francesa and Don Imus on the radio. They're both gone, and I'm still here. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all. You know, especially like the male age group, like 18 to 22 in the Lafayette area, I'm pretty sure you're one of the top shows. So
you got to think, definitely, especially in the Saturday time slot, I'm definitely one of the top ones. If you narrow down the category enough, I'm probably number one.
Think about it. Like, how many people are listening to the radio on a Saturday night, let alone like people who are usually in an area and at an age where going out on a Saturday night is like the thing to do?
Well, it's not that. It's only 7:15, so.
Yeah, but, you know, people are getting ready, doing their
hair. That's what I'm thinking. They're getting ready. That's what I was thinking. They're getting ready, but they're in their rooms getting ready, which is a perfect time to toss on the station.
Oh, so it was always strategic.
It was very strategic, yes. That's what I was thinking.
You know, I don't know why I ever underestimate you, Ben, because every time I do, you always come back with something brilliant like that.
One step ahead.
No, I apologize.
Well, that's why I'm running the show here, and you're not. So, but you could have a show in your future. Would you ever do like a podcast? You could do a podcast.
I mean, I feel like anyone can do a podcast, but I get annoyed by my own voice, so I don't know how other people would feel.
Well,
about me rambling on nonsense for hours at a time, but.
You're not,
well, if the demand is there, the supply will be there. So
you're not the only one who gets annoyed by it. So put that out there. So real quickly here, I don't know if you took a look at them yet, but the football schedules got released, I think, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any chance to look at your boys, the Jets? How do you think they're going to fare this year based on the schedule?
Yeah, so I mean, they always have a tough schedule.
Maybe they just always
are
terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's never easy when your team's just terrible and always plays a couple good teams every year. You know they're already going to be losses, so then it's like, maybe you could get four wins. So it's tough. I like especially the Thursday night showdown between the Jets and the Browns.
You gotta like that one.
Yeah, a lot of people are probably going to stay home and watch that game.
Mm-hmm.
A classic shootout between two really historic franchises, to be honest.
Yeah, you got to think, looking at the schedule here, I'm thinking 0-16, probably.
I mean, for my Jets, I wouldn't put, you know, if there's a way for them to lose all their preseason games too, I'd say 0-20.
0-20, all right. Well, that's optimistic. At least they played the Bears. They played the Bears and the Browns. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, I think they'll be a 6-8 win team.
Yeah.
Not a playoff team or anything, but, you know, enough to keep you interested in watching the games. I actually just bought season tickets for the Jets with some of my salary for next year. So, here's to hoping that they're pretty good. So if I don't want to go to a chance, I can make some money off of it.
You're about the only one, probably, who did that. But the Giants' schedule looks absolutely horrific. They're gonna win three games, maybe. Yeah, their first seven games of the year: home for Jacksonville, at Dallas, at Houston, home for the Saints, at Carolina, home for the Eagles, at Atlanta. They're gonna start 0-7.
Yeah, they very well could be.
Yeah, they go at San Francisco, so maybe they could win that game, and they're home for the Bears. So I'll give them two wins.
So riddle me this, Ben, because you do follow the team more than I do. They went from being an 11-5, very strong wild card team, maybe even 12-4. I'm not sure I remember their record that year. Very strong wild card team that just didn't put it together in the playoffs. And then the next year, they couldn't have looked any flatter. Is that really just OBJ? Is that Eli getting older? Was there terrible offensive line?
I think the fundamental thing with them is they cannot protect the. They have no running game, and they can't protect the quarterback. And I think both of those stem from the line.
Bradshaw left.
Yeah, their running game the last few years has been horrific, and in no small part thanks to the offensive line. And Eli's not very mobile in the first place. He's had no pocket. It's just been brutal to watch. They look their offense is horrible. So, and I think it's mostly due to the line. They have receivers, but they can't get him the ball.
And I'm sure that you saw that Brandon Marshall was cut shortly after, you know, jabbing Dez Bryant a little bit.
Yeah, you get him out of here. We don't need him.
Yeah, I mean, he only played, what, a handful of games last year. It was a complete non-factor, so.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Jets would gladly take him back at this point, so.
Well, we'll see where he ends up, I guess. Key just tried to call in, but I didn't realize that. So he's calling in after you, I guess.
1-1 on the line. Oh, we can't do multi-call anymore?
Well, we can do that. I kind of want to break it up real quick. I'm going to play a song real quick, and then we'll get Key on the line. If you want to stay on and talk with Key, you're more than welcome to. You don't have to, though.
Okay. Yeah. We'll play a song. We'll talk.
All right. Sounds good. I'll fire something up here, and then we'll talk in a few. I'll get Key on the line while I'm playing the song.
Great.
Thanks. All right. So stay on the line. All right, we'll get something together here. I don't really know. Oh, there's a new... I kind of feel like this might be the song Hannah picked, so I'm going to play it before she gets to pick it. I have no idea what she's going to pick, but it could be this one because it's kind of a new guy. This could be a big song, but I wanted to play it, so I'm going to play it before she possibly preempts me. And then we'll get Key and Will on the line. All right, Ryan Hurd. I think he's... Jesus, loud.
Well, whoever they are, turns out they were right. Sunshine, the good times, yeah, we got a few behind us. But when the bad times come, I ain't gonna run. It doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine, I'll be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run out of time. Put your pole. Shine. The wind's gonna blow wherever it goes, and the road is gonna wind. It doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine, forevermore I'll be yours and you'll be mine. See all I ever wanted. Make me wanna hang around and hold your hand. We're 100. You make love feel so real, so simple and honest. It's in every breath and every kiss. Yeah, the thing about you is it doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine. I'll be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run out. I'll be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run out of time.
Well, of course, Key hasn't called back. Hold on. Hey, Will, you there?
Yeah.
All right, so I think Key got scared of you, hearing that you're on, so unfortunate. I don't know.
Can I leave then? Or?
Yeah, you're free to go if you want, because Key... wait, hold on. He's calling now. Hold on, let me see if I can answer this. All right, joining the program now is Marquise. Key, welcome, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
All right, let me see if I can conference these in. Oh, no, wait, not that button. How do I do this? How do I merge? Nope, cancel, join. Are you guys both there?
I can hear you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, jeez, that was loud. All right, Will, you talk first. Say something. I got to mix the audio here.
Key's the 101. What's up, man?
That's loud. All right, Key, now you talk.
Hello, Will. Long time no talk.
All right, that's fine. All right, how you boys doing? Well, I already talked to Will. Key, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
All
right. I'm at home right now watching some TV.
Okay. What are you watching?
I'm watching the Pelicans versus the Trailblazers.
All right. Well, I know Will has to run, so I'll let Will just give a nice hello to you, Key, and then I'll let him run here because he's been on my program for far too long already. So.
Yeah, I mean, 10 minutes is about 8 minutes too long, so.
Or nine.
Yeah. Who's to say 10 isn't too long? But Marquise, it's good to hear from you. I hope the three of us can get together early this summer when you guys are out from school, whenever that is.
I hope so, too. Well, maybe you and I can get together. We don't need to really see Ben.
Let's not complicate things with having Ben or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
You can't be talking about this on my show.
You give us the platform. We can talk about whatever we want.
I'll take that platform right away from you.
Yeah, take me off.
What kind of host are you?
Responsible. All right. Thank you for calling in, Will. Appreciate all your contributions.
All right, talk to you soon.
See ya.
Yep, bye.
All right. Now we got Key right where we want him. We got him cornered here. Just me. I don't have an ally anymore. Key, welcome. How are you?
You asked me that three times. Can we get to the content? What am I here for?
Well, you're here primarily to break down what my spring concert's going to be like. So
the one you're not going to go to.
Spring concert on Saturday.
You're not going to that.
Waka Flocka. I don't know who that is. I've heard of him before, but I don't really know anything else. And then T-Pain. I've heard of him. I'm looking at T-Pain's discography here. He's got two number one albums, three gold albums. Two of that number ones were gold, and then an additional one. His original album was peaked at number eight, but then it went gold because it's his first. He's had like almost 10 top 10 songs, but he hasn't gotten a song on the charts in 7 years. So are we just getting a guy past his prime, just kind of hanging on?
No. He hasn't really put out any material, I would say, recently, but he does a lot of writing for other people.
Okay.
He had a really good like NPR Tiny Desk concert about a year ago or so. That was pretty good. He can actually sing, which is nice. So, like, even though he's like, you know, considered the father of auto-tune and hip hop, he actually does know how to sing. So you should be able to appreciate that live. I don't think he'll be using any vocal effects, so that'd be cool.
Okay, that's good. And do you know anything about Waka Flocka?
Yeah, that's a mad lad right there. That's a wild boy.
What's wrong with him?
He's just crazy, you know. He's a lot of energy, like very high energy performer. So, I'm assuming he's probably the headliner.
I think T-Pain's the headliner.
Oh, that's very strange because I feel like Waka Flocka would bring more energy. So I don't know.
I feel like T-Pain is a little more has a few more hits under his belt. Is that accurate or no?
That's probably true. Yeah. Waka Flocka has a lot more music, I would say.
Oh, okay. Let me look at Waka's discography here. Oh, Waka. Okay, see, Waka has released two albums. The first one debuted at number two on the rap chart, and the second one debuted at one. Both of them have sold over 100,000 copies. His third album is coming out sometime this year, TBA. And let's see, his singles. Oh, yeah, he has a couple top tens. He has a three-time platinum song called No Hands. What do you know about that song?
That's a good song. That's a great party song, yeah.
That one came out in 2010. He hasn't released a single in 3 years, so he'll probably be releasing soon.
He's a big mixtape guy. He's got a lot of mixtapes.
What's the theory behind mixtape versus album? Mixtape just a shorter collection of like fewer songs?
No, not even anymore. It's like people have like 18 song mixtapes.
So like what's the difference between a mixtape and an album? Yeah.
So usually for mixtapes, you release them you can release them pretty much without like a label. Or if you do release them, a lot of times you don't sell them. Like they don't get sold. They're just, you put them on the internet.
You just like hand them out.
You used to do that, but now you can use like SoundCloud or Spotify. Like you can just put them on there.
When Aaron and I were in New York, we were walking through Times Square, and this guy comes up to us. It's pretty crowded. The guy comes up to us with a CD, and he's like, "Here, take my mixtape." And he started talking to me about it. I was like, "All right, I'm just gonna take it. Like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't need him coming up and talking to me. So I'll just take his mixtape and go." And he gives it to me, and then I take it and start to leave. And he's like, "No, give me $5." I was like, "No, you can have it back." So I just gave it back to him and left. He wanted $5, like to. Because he was doing fundraising, I think, to, like, shoot a music video or something, or maybe for the next one. I don't really know. He needed money for something. I thought he was just giving me a free mixtape, but then he wanted money, so then I had to give it back to him. But that's my only experience with mixtapes, so.
Yeah, people used to do that.
There was a rumor in high school that you were going to make one. Did that ever happen?
No, I just didn't get off the ground. I didn't have enough... I didn't get the studio time. I didn't have time to really sit down and work on the project. I was worried about other things in high school. So
wasn't it supposed to come out on 13/13/13?
Yes, it was supposed to.
That date, I don't think ever happened.
That. Yeah. No, it didn't. So I'm sorry. you missed out on that one. But maybe in the future, you know, who knows? If I ever have a creative spark, I could put it together. You know, it's very easy nowadays to just make music, apparently, so anybody can really do it.
Why don't you just start singing your blog posts?
Because no one wants to hear that.
No, no one wants to read it either.
I want to be able to perform at, you know, Spring Flings. That's what I want to do, so I got to make the music that the kids like.
You got to think, it seems kind of, makes you wonder, like, T-Pain has a lot of platinum songs. He has like 10 platinum songs, over a million copies. So he sold at least 10 million songs, probably a lot more because others weren't platinum, but they still sold a lot of sales. Now he's coming to Lafayette College I don't know how you get excited about that. I feel like can he do better than that? I guess that's my question. What's going on there? Like Lafayette has 2,400 people and everyone, I mean, I don't know. It just seems weird, but.
Well, I mean, I guess he doesn't have much new material out. Also, college shows, like, they pay pretty well. I think, at our show, when we had, like, Lil Yachty a few weeks ago, I think we paid him, like, oh, my God, I don't remember who it was. It might have been, like, $40,000 to perform.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good penny.
For, like, one. Yeah, and he only performed for, like, 30 minutes, and then he left. So, like.
Was that planned, or was he just fed up?
He got fed up, and also, there were some security concerns with people getting hurt in the crowd, so it was not a good mix.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. I was almost in the front row.
Were you causing security concerns?
No, but I did see somebody throw a water bottle at him, and that was it. He left.
He's out? Pissed.
Yeah, he was pissed.
And boy,
we were supposed to have Lil Pump and Lil Yachty. Lil Pump didn't even show up. That boy canceled. The Lil Yachty performed for 40 minutes, and that boy dipped.
Wasn't there an article written in protest of one of them?
Yeah, of Lil Pump, yeah.
Do you think that's why Lil Pump didn't show up?
I think he should have because he just didn't want to do it.
Day of the concert, he's like, hell no, get me out of here.
He didn't want to waste his time. He was like 40 degrees that day. He's like, hell no, it's too cold.
Where was it held, outside or...?
Is outdoors, yeah.
Oh my god, that's a disaster. See, ours is in the gym, I believe.
Oh, so that might be. You guys also have a smaller space, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
But I mean, it should be good. Those are two good acts, you know. I'd be excited if they were coming to GW. but they didn't. Instead, we got a half a concert, so it was two full ones. So that was fun.
Well, I'm sure it sounds like a lot of fun. how's the job hunt going?
I don't want to talk about that.
Are you going to get an interview at some point?
That'll be the goal. We'll see. I don't know. I'm looking at some options, you know.
You're going to resort to just printing out 2,100 resumes and standing on a street corner handing them to everyone who walks by, hoping that somebody
will take you. Yeah, I got to do some viral marketing. Just start buying ad space from Google and just telling people to contact me.
Nobody's going to contact you.
You never know.
With your track record, all they have to do is look up some of those articles you've written for The Rival. Nope. Toss that resume in the garbage. Get out.
All right. Well, I mean, I could always just become an NBA Twitch player, a 2K player, you know. Those guys are making $35,000 a year, so I think I get drafted by a team, and I'll be set.
They'll ship you all around the country.
Yeah, to play 2K. I do that at home for free. I might as well get paid.
Yeah, I'm knowing you'd lose a lot.
And then when they have those Fortnite World Championships, you know, I'm there. They got to invite me.
You're never being a participant in one of those. You're the worst player I've ever seen.
How do you know? If I'm not going, you're sure not going.
Have you ever won a solo game?
No. Came in third.
That's a no. I have.
Yeah. Sure you did. I want to see the replay. A picture. You can Photoshop pictures.
Well, that's true. You can. Good point.
No one's ever witnessed you winning a solo game of Fortnite. So until I see it, I won't believe it.
What is this, Sharia law? I need a witness?
What'd you do? Hide in a bush the entire time?
No, I used my gun and I won.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
What's on tap here for the last month of class? Are you coasting? Oh, wait, you have that paper. You have a Lord of the Rings paper, don't you?
Don't worry about what I have, all right? I have work to do. I'm going to get it done, hopefully, and then I'll be out of here. And then I'll take a fifth year, you know, just because. Pay extra $60,000 and just take another year.
And they're not taking you back for another year. They're shipping you out as fast as possible.
Hey, if I keep paying, they'll give me as many years as I want. They don't care.
So,
we got some big news, though. I'll share some big news from the home front here. GW has announced that it's spending $100 million to build a new residence hall and also completely renovate the freshman hall, Thurston Hall. So we're getting some good news for the incoming class. They're going to get a brand new hall. We've seen some pictures recently of the ceilings of Thurston caving in on people in their rooms. and people's bathrooms just filled with mildew and mold. From the pipes. So,
was that?
This was a long overdue project.
That probably happened in a room you had lived in, right? You probably caused it.
I didn't live there. I lived in Burn, so I never lived there in that godforsaken place.
Well,
but some big news from GW.
That's the kind of piece of news that the show really needed to make this from a very good show to a great show. It's just that tidbit there. That's what we needed. So thanks a lot.
Well, I mean, I got nothing else for you. We had our elections for student body president. Nothing of note, really.
That's too bad. I remember last year those elections. Those were great.
Yeah, we didn't have a repeat of those.
GW students were tuning into my show every Saturday to get the latest breaking news on the elections, inside scoop.
They were not. Nope. I can tell you that they weren't.
They were. I broke some news too, didn't I? I put some things together.
You didn't break any news.
Yeah, I got you in hot water too for your frat organization's endorsement of a accused, you know, whatever he was. So I got you guys in hot water.
I don't think anybody listened to that but you.
That's the second most important thing I did besides getting Jeb Bush to drop out of the race. That's the first thing I did.
You didn't do that either.
I did.
You know, if it allows you to be happy, I'll allow you to think that. But I just want you to know that sometimes you just got to believe me when I say that you didn't do that and move on from there.
All right. Well, on that note, get the heck off my phone.
Okay. I'll be calling back in next week from the Shenandoah Valley of West Virginia.
You'll be calling back in if I invite you to call back in. You don't set the agenda here.
I'll be calling in. I don't know what kind of state or condition I'll be in when I call, but hopefully
where are you going to be? Shenandoah?
Yeah.
Are you going to West Virginia?
I'm doing some wilderness exploring, you know? I'm going back to my roots.
You're from Alabama.
I'm from New Jersey. We don't have any woods there, but I'll be there, so I'm going to be calling in from the woods, the forest, and letting you guys know what I see.
Woods from the woods.
That's right. So look out for that. I'll be back next week with an exclusive look.
All right, at the woods? That'll be good.
At the woods.
All right, very excited to have that.
Well, I'll be at a cabin, but it'll be in the woods.
So, you can step outside when you call.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have no cell service. That's the problem.
Well, I'll see. I might have a little bit.
Get an antenna.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for actually calling, bum. Bye. All right, talk to you later. All right, that's Key. We'll have Hannah on right after we play something from Aldean's new album, set to debut at number one on Billboard. But I really haven't listened to most of these songs. I'm going to play the first one. I haven't listened to it, but it's Aldean. It's probably going to be pretty good. I don't know. We'll see. It sounds like it'll be up-tempo, I guess, Dirt to Dust. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's the first song on the album, so it's probably not super slow, so we're going to play it, but we'll see.
Till there's nothing left, a shot of Patron to kick this good time off, get it going strong, baby, pour it on. We'll sip on out with a weekend list, put a Friday night hurt on a bottle of fizz, a getting gone to a song the midnight's playing. Put a little way out underneath these boots, put that switch to what. Turning dirt to dust. Yeah, turning dirt to dust. Yeah, I need you, baby, right there with me, love, that way you made me. Wanna lose it, go crazy. You know it gets me, girl, when you dance like that. You know it kills me, girl, with your hands like that. Thinking about it, don't wanna go another minute without it. We'll slip on out with a weekend list, put a Friday night hurt on a bottle of fizz, a getting gone to a song with the midnight's playing. Put a little way out underneath these boots, put that switch to what we do. Light it up, let it out, stir it up, turn it dirt to dust. We'll slip on out with a weekend list, put a Friday night hurt on a bottle of fizz, a getting gone to a song with the midnight's playing. Put a little way out underneath these boots, put that switch to what we do. Light it up, let it out, stir it up, turning dirt to dust. Yeah, turning dirt to dust. Light it up.
Wait, mic wasn't on. Talking, the mic wasn't on. All right, Hannah should be calling in a minute. Real quick, a tidbit before we put her on. Mike Pompeo is being considered to be confirmed Secretary of State. Just want to point out, he's going to be conferred probably 50 or 51 votes. GOP has 51 in the Senate. He needs 50 plus Pence to be confirmed. The last few Secretaries of State, Tillerson had 57 votes, which was the slimmest margin in over 50 years. John Kerry was confirmed 94-3. Hillary Clinton was confirmed 94-2. It just is very funny to have the Democrats complain about people dividing the country when Mike Pompeo was first in his class at West Point and the editor of Harvard Law Review.
which is extraordinarily, and the director of the CIA, extraordinarily competent and qualified and effective in everything he's ever done, but apparently they don't want him to be Secretary of State. They just would rather the Secretary of State position be unfilled and that, then complain about partisanship. It's laughable. Anyway, joining us now, Hannah Panrak. Hannah, welcome. How are you, my neighbor? Hello? Oh, wait, I turned the computer on instead of the phone. Wait, now she should be on.
Hello, Hannah, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine. So, did I actually end up playing the song you were going to pick? The Ryan Hurd song?
No, that was on my list of ones. He's a good Ryan Hurd, I like him. But that was, it was an option. I changed my mind, though, about the song.
All right.
Good thing I did, too.
Yeah, good thing, because I sniped that one.
Yeah, really?
Alrighty. So, give us a little background here. What song is it that you picked?
I picked The Jacket by Ashley McBride.
Okay. The Jacket by Ashley McBride. Up-and-coming artist.
Yeah, she's really good.
Can you give some rationale for that?
Well, she had that really good song, Dive Bar in Dahlonega, which I really like that song. She also writes all of her own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And she has performed, I think I've seen this. She's performed with Eric Church.
Mm, yeah, she did. I saw that. Yes.
So I think she's really good. I think she's underrated. And this song, the one I picked, is really good. I think it's the best one on her new album, besides Dark Star and Dahlonega. But yeah.
All right,
so I really enjoy her.
This is on her new album. The Jacket. All right. What else is going on with you? We'll play that in a minute here, but.
Not much.
All right. Well.
Same.
I had a. You requested an update on the head guy, and we do have that. I had planned, but since you're on the phone, I'll reveal the tidbit I teased at the beginning of the show. It was originally going to be performed. It was originally going to be performed in England, but then the British government came in. I know you're a big fan of England. British government came in and said, it's not ethical. We can't allow this to happen in our country. You need to find a new country. So they said, okay. And I'll give you the first guess as to the new country. It's not the United States. What is the new country that is going to host this experimental surgery? I'll give you one guess and then I'll reveal it.
Hmm. Is it Germany?
No. I'll give you one more guess.
I don't know.
Just guess another country.
France?
No. 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 All right. The answer is China.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Xi Jinping is very excited about hosting this quote-unquote imminent surgery. It's going to be performed imminently, according to these two surgeons. One of the surgeons apparently is Chinese.
He's probably better off in China than England.
It's like the runner of the Pink Panther when the French investigator guy who appointed Clouseau to investigate it is thinking it's the Chinese who poisoned the coach. And he's like, I forget what he said, but he's like, the poison was Chinese, the needle was Chinese, the Chinese are Chinese. That's a great line right there.
Oh,
the Chinese are Chinese. That's true. That's funny. But anyway, it's the Chinese. So,
I'm glad.
They're gonna put this boy's head on a cadaver. They're gonna find somebody who was killed with severe head trauma and cut that guy's head off, but his body was fine. They're gonna find one, and then they're gonna take this guy's head off his decaying body and put it onto the regular body that's dead. But I guess
China's gonna rise above the
preserved. United. Yeah, they said Xi Jinping wants to make China great again, so he's gonna be doing the cutting. He's gonna get them on the cutting edge of medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
all right.
But they said there are concerns about where they're gonna get the cadaver because apparently China is known for using cadavers as experiments and getting those cadavers from political prisoners that they kill and then use their bodies to experiment with. So there's concern that they're going to do that. So we'll have to see, I guess, what happens.
Oh, man.
But that would not be good. So.
That would.
But I'm just reading this article about it, about the new announcement about it being in China and stuff.
Right.
They did something with mice. putting it onto rat bodies. Apparently, they survived for like a day and a half, but then they died. You feel bad for the mice?
Kind of.
Okay, well, that's kind. Yeah, but they're saying basically...
So what if the human only lived a day and a half?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think they probably...
After all this?
Yeah, you're right. But they're probably... I mean, they know it's a significant possibility, and Du Bois wants to do it anyway, I guess, so... Mm. Here we go. But apparently it's going to happen this year. They're very confident it will happen this year. It's going to happen at some point. It's inevitable, so... If not with these doctors and this patient with somebody else, it's going to happen one day, and it could be this year. Right. So we'll see what happens. All right. Well, I thought you would enjoy that piece of information.
Yes, thank you for updating me.
Yeah, when you go out, tell all your friends about it. Make sure you credit me with the info. Don't be.
Oh, I will.
Don't be.
They'll be happy to hear about this, I think.
Yeah, make sure you credit my show and me.
Sure.
Like a footnote, you know.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. We'll see what the reaction is to this song. This is you have only a few songs left to pick. I mean, I don't know how many more shows I got here, but we only have how many more Saturdays are left before graduation? Let's see. One, two, three. Three more after this. And one of those is Cinco de Mayo. That'll be interesting. I can't do my show then. I'm going to say something that's not going to let me be able to graduate somehow. Yeah. Not on purpose, but I'm just going to do it, and someone's going to take offense because it's Cinco de Mayo. Be like, you're not allowed to say anything about anything on Cinco de Mayo because you're appropriating or something, and then they're not going to let me graduate. Mm-hmm. So I probably only have two shows left. So make sure you have two good songs picked out.
Oh, I will.
All right. Hopefully this one isn't lousy.
This is a great song.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I'm confident.
The audience will decide. I need to start doing a poll so they can vote on the quality of your song. That's what we need to start doing.
Does your radio show have the technology for a poll?
No, but I mean, I have a significant personal following, so I'll just do it on my own accounts, you know?
Uh-huh.
So that's what we'll do. We'll try to sort of merge them together.
All right.
Well, have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
We'll play this song. Thank you. Hopefully it doesn't get terrible reviews, and then we'll talk to you probably next Saturday, I guess.
All right, sounds good.
All right, talk to you later. Have fun.
All right, goodbye, bye.
Bye. All right, so we'll dial this up here. Ashley McBride.
It's got a hole in the elbow, bandana pocket, silver button missing from the snap at the bottom. I said, that thing's seen better days, daddy, you should toss it. And he just said, darling, I can't. This thing is 2,000 bonfires, a hitchhike to Boulder. It's kept a million raindrops off your mama's shoulders, my heart on my sleeve, my life in these patches. Then he wrapped his arms around me in that old jean jacket. It's been a bed for a hound dog, a picnic blanket. There's blood on the collar from a punk who tried to take it from me. Seen Willie Nelson play four or five states, the best thing Levi ever made. We strung 4 miles of barbed wire in Corinth, Mississippi. Spent a night in county jail with an old jacket. It ain't much to look at, but he let me have it, so I could feel his arms around me in that old jean jacket. Jacket.
Alrighty, wrapping up here. Thank you to Hannah for her contribution. I guess the final piece is pretty interesting news with North Korea saying they're going to suspend their nuclear testing and their long-range missile testing and close down one of their nuclear testing sites. Pretty interesting. All that needs to be met with a significant grain of salt. But they are saying it. They never even said it before, so the fact that they're saying it is progress. We'll see that announcement following the meeting, the secret meeting with Pompeo, who's absurdly being held out. One senator saying she's not going to vote for him because he's pro-life. I mean, it's just beyond stupid. After the North Korean meeting with him, and then, of course, the one coming up with Trump face-to-face, Kim and Trump, that'll be something to be on a fly on the wall for that meeting. Good Lord. Pretty entertaining, I would imagine, or something. Maybe entertaining is the wrong word, but it'd be something. But I guess maybe next week we'll be back. I don't know. I guess next week's the spring concert. I don't know if they're doing radio shows during that. Probably not. So if not, then probably the week after. So, what should we go out with here? Kenny has a new album coming out soon, sometime this year. Well, I don't know about soon, but sometime this year. We're not going to play that. We'll play a Kenny, though. It's always a good one. All right, so we'll see everyone in, 2 weeks, probably, for the what is likely to be the second-to-last show. This is probably the third-to-last one. Thank you, everyone, for listening again. Colin Country. And, see you in a couple weeks.
I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star. In that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love. For the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star. In that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love. For the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.